News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Concerns have been raised once again about the length of waiting lists for cataract surgeries, with patients across the country now waiting up to 5 years in some areas. The condition severely limits vision, particularly in elderly people. It can have a profound effect, of course, as well on independence and well-being. Our reporter Richard Chambers has been meeting people affected by the long wait, and they've been sharing their experiences with him. Before we get to that, Richard, maybe bring us up to speed on the waiting lists first and where they're most acute.
Yeah, Kieran, up to 3 to 5 years, 60 months is how they sort of designate them if you're in parts of the country, including West Cork. Sligo Leitrim has the shortest in the country, about 15 months, for reasons we'll look at later. The average nationwide at about 28 months. That's almost 2.5 years nationwide. So this is what life on the waiting list is like. Margaret is a woman who's living in Dublin, and the lack of confidence and independence is a huge factor for her.
I'd come to a path and I wasn't sure. Once or twice I missed my footing, so I had got to the stage, like, if I was out anywhere and it got dark, I was nervous. It was terrible because I was getting so frustrated. Any time I went to the GP, when he looked into my eye, he could see it. He realised it was getting worse. And especially for elderly people, it does take your independence away if you start feeling that you're not able to cope anymore. I mean, I couldn't even see the numbers on the buses. Now, I mean, I'm used to going out and about, like, people will tell you, I'm never here, I'm never at home. And I found I didn't want to go anywhere. And I feel it's not right in old age to leave people like that. They deserve the best.
What options do people like Margaret have if they want to get seen quickly, jump the queue?
Yeah, if you go private, it's generally about €3,000 per eye, and the waiting list can be then as short as 3 months or even less in that case. Now, for a lot of older and isolated people, that kind of money can actually be quite hard to come by, and you've had people like Margaret who've actually considered selling off valuables to fund private care. But one option that has become increasingly popular is going abroad under the EU's cross-border healthcare initiative. So you have some TDs in parts of the country, Michael Collins in West Cork, for example, organising buses for patients up to Belfast for cataract surgery. So Ronald Timmis is a guy who's originally from England. He's living in Mullingar, County Westmeath. He's been waiting 5.5 years before he finally got his surgery in Wales.
Another year later, I goes down. Yes, you've definitely got one ready to go. I don't know how long it's going to take, but it shouldn't be any more than 2 years. Great, you know where you're going. Year later, we gave him a ring. Lady had answered the phone, said, well, I can't help you. It's going to be at least another 3 years. Well, how can you put it? Overall, it was a drag. Watching television, so you have the news run across the bottom from BBC News. Not being able to see that from your sofa, and you have to get up and see the football scores. And that's when we first spoke to Eurocare. By dinner time, we'd got flights booked, hotel booked. On Saturday morning, we met up at 7 o'clock in the morning in Dublin Airport, and they took us into Newport Hospital, and away you go. I've never been better.
It's hard to see, Richard, how that's sustainable, that solution.
Yeah, I mean, the government points to new units like the Victoria Eye and Ears new clinic as ways of trying to cut down on the waiting list. The Department of Health says 2,000 have come off the list over the past year. And clinicians, if you speak to them, they'll always say it's better to have surgery here. It is a very simple procedure, but you do need aftercare. And the one measure that the Association of Optometrists Ireland is now calling for to be rolled out to try and, you know, alleviate the pressure in certain parts of the country and, you know, give people the option that they don't have to go to abroad is something that's been trialled in the Northwest, where, as we've already said, that has the shortest waiting lists in the country, nearly half the national average. So Linda McGivney-Nolan is the optometric advisor with AOI. She says the situation as it stands across the country is bleak, but one scheme being trialled in Sligo is definitely having a major impact.
When you're sitting on that waiting list, it's going to impact on other areas. So you have early admission into nursing homes, you have an increased risk of falls, so you're going to have increased hospital admissions and increased risk of depression. we at the AOI were approached by an ophthalmologist in Sligo Hospital, asked us, would we be interested in looking at a model where he could get his patients, after they had the surgery, instead of coming back to the hospital for follow-up care, to go out into the community to the optometrists. We trained the optometrists, so it's within their scope of practice that they would all be able to mirror or mimic what was going on in the hospital clinic in the community. Here we are in now 2018. The scheme is still running. It's been audited several times. It's been massively successful. And the shortest waiting lists in the country are in the Northwest. And it's been massively successful. And we are really encouraging and hoping that this will be rolled out.
Linda McGivney Nolan there, as Richard said, optometric advisor with the Association of Optometrists in Ireland. Richard, thanks very much for all that.
Thanks, Ciarán.